The holy letters of the Rebbe, we're up to letter number 1705. It looks like this was a young woman that the Rebbe was writing back and forth. She was looking, it looks like, for a shidduch, and the Rebbe encouraged her that she should lead a more traditional religious life, and that will help her find a shidduch. So this letter is dated on Yud Gimel Tammuz Tov Shin Beis, Brooklyn, and it starts with Bracha V'Shalom, as every letter that the Rebbe writes to a woman changes to Bracha V'Shalom. This letter the Rebbe writes in Yiddish, and the Rebbe says, I'm confirming that I received your letter from the, have the English date over there, but it didn't come through very well on my copy over here, in which you write your level of Yiddishkeit. And you also, you add over there, you say that you don't want to guarantee to make a decision because you don't know what the future, how it's going to turn out. I mean, maybe she was talking about who she's going to end up marrying. So she doesn't want to commit. She doesn't want to make a definite commitment in that way. So she didn't want to make that decision. So the Rebbe says, I want to point out, as I already pointed out in my letter of the 3rd of Tammuz, that it is known to everybody that to a certain extent, the future, your future, depends on the person themselves. In other words, the future doesn't just happen, but you have some sort of a say in what your future is going to be, especially as it pertains to you. As I have written to you, that the fact that you will make a very strong commitment, decision, a true commitment, to lead a Jewish house with Taras HaMishpacha, a kosher kitchen, keep Shabbos, and that it could be no difference, that alone will bring more quicker your match, your Basherta Zivuk, the match. And this would also impact that the match will be in such a way that he himself would hold on to all this. Or you will be able, in other words, if you marry the person you're going to marry, either he'll be one who is already committed, or you'll be able to convince him to be committed. And the fact that the Rebbe says that you're not sure about your own decision and this question, this weakens the above-mentioned points, which both the shidduch itself and also that the shidduch should be fitting to these points. Then the Rebbe writes further. Now she's asking the Rebbe, she's saying sorry to the Rebbe because she had not, I guess the Rebbe told her before, she should make that commitment. And she says that she can't make that commitment because she doesn't know who she's going to marry, so she doesn't want to make the commitment. So she's apologizing to the Rebbe because that she didn't make that decision that the Rebbe suggested that she made. And the Rebbe says there's no basis for an apology over here because the Rebbe says this is a matter that affects you more than anybody else in the world. The Rebbe just says it's a shame and it's a pain that when you see that you have the opportunity to influence that your future should go in the right directions and you don't grab it with both hands. So the Rebbe says that's a shame. And the Rebbe says, I also understand the fact that logically you can't understand how could it possibly be that my decision now is going to impact the above-mentioned 2 points that you'll find the shidduch and the right shidduch, I guess. Those are the 2 points Rebbe made. However, the Rebbe said, when you really think about it, you can see clearly that with the intellect, we can only understand a very small part of the world. The majority of things that you do, you have to trust and rely on Hashem, blessed be He. You can't really figure out most things. I hope that Hashem Yisbarach will give you the good idea that you should accept the above what I told you decision, and this will be good for you both materialistically and spiritually. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing.